Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now the man who taught the stormtroopers how to fly, the incredible Stu Leonard is here.
Good morning.
Hello.
What did I do? I taught the stormtroopers how to fly.
You don't know.
They're flying now. So.
You haven't heard about that, have you?
No, I haven't. Thank
you live
you.
In a bubble. The Stu bubble.
Yeah.
I got to tell you what. You know, when I first met you, I think you had like one, maybe two stores.
Yeah.
Now you have an entire chain of Stu's wines. I don't know how many of those. Probably got 7, 8 of those.
Well, you know what happens? We have a lot of family members now, too. We have 13
nieces and
nephews. More mouths to feed?
Yep. No, they're all working, helping out in the store and everything.
And then now you got 7 Stu Leonard supermarkets.
Yeah. And have you been to the one in Paramus yet?
I have not.
It is so. This is, in fact, I talked about this guy. This guy is behind the counter in the deli. Eddie,
I'm going to go say hi
to
you. You know Eddie?
Oh, yeah, I've seen him. I'm going to go up and tell
him. I got
him
like a PhD in turkey breasts from him. So
yeah. That's 2 of them you know now.
That's right.
We have 400 people in Paramus. I haven't learned all their names yet.
Yeah.
How many?
400 just in Paramus.
I thought you said 4.
You're a one-man employment agency.
I know.
Yeah. Good Lord.
Well, it's a beautiful store. It's amazing.
Hey, you know what's funny was, speaking of the wine business, but my wife Kim's a certified sommelier. And
right.
So she was helping a customer in the store, and you know, we're giving 20% off for some certain wines. This guy said, I want 20% off everything. He had spent quite like a couple thousand dollars.
Yeah, all right. That's a good deal.
And my wife said, I can't do that. And
what?
You know what? He said to her, he said, what if I told you I know Stu? and you know what
and
I said?
He didn't know who he was talking to?
No. And I said to her, you know what you should have said? She said, what if I told you that I sleep with Stu?
Very cute.
Oh, that would have been good. Would have been good. What if I told you? I know. Everybody know. Yeah. I remember a guy one time. He's in a friend of mine was in a restaurant. He's a little unruly, and they were going to throw
unruly.
Him out. And he says, "Well, I know your boss." And he said, "Well, hold on a second." He reached in his pocket and he got his cell phone. And he says, "Tell him I'm throwing you out because you're too drunk to drink."
Too drunk to drink.
So.
But you know what we're finding this year is people want prepared foods. They want it easy. We've seen a big spike. And, you know, we have a dinner for 8 and you can
but
order.
But you want it delicious.
So you want it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to. It's got to be just.
It's
our
fresh,
chefs.
And that's what you guys do.
Right.
Really
the chefs
wonderful.
Are doing it just like homemade. So, but we noticed a big push on the prepared. And also people, the best turkey to get. Fresh, free range, no hormones, no antibiotics.
Yeah. I told him you don't have any of those bowling ball turkeys.
No, we don't sell frozen at all anymore.
Right,
it's all fresh. That's really gives you the best flavor.
Absolutely.
How you cooking your turkey?
I roast it in the oven.
Yeah.
But
you put butter under the skin.
Yeah, I do it exactly what you told me to do over the years.
Yeah.
You loosen the skin a little and you push the butter in
That's
there.
What Martha
and
Stewart
then
loves.
You put the stuff inside the cavity. I put like fruits and veggies and stuff in there.
Yeah, the aromatics.
Yeah. So what you're telling me is you get all your information from Martha Stewart and you pass it on
that's
to Patty
right.
Steele.
Right, and that's how I cook.
Well, you know, Martha used to shop at the store when she started her catering business. So
wow.
We've known her for 40 plus years now.
She sends her people to shop at your store.
No. Yeah.
She still comes by, though. I've heard her. She talks about it on TV once in a while.
Yeah, she's a great lady. Really nice friend.
Now, tell me a little bit about Breakfast with Santa. What's that deal?
You know what we did was we have these costume characters around the store.
Yes.
And I went down when my kids were little. I went to Disney and did that breakfast with Mickey, you know?
Yeah, sure.
We're sitting there with, like, cold eggs, cold sausage, and my kids are, like, standing on the chairs, like, so excited about breakfast. So we started these breakfasts for Santa, But we do hot eggs, you know, hot sauces.
You made a few improvements.
Yeah, and we have just birthday parties with the costume characters, and the kids love it. It's fun.
You have a lot of fun stuff there. You have a cow in one department that if you walk up and push him, he moves.
You know, it's funny. If people never, I always hear from people who have never been to a Stu Leonard's, and after you're on the air, they'll say, you know, I went to see one of those stores. Now I know what you're talking about, because you really can't. The only thing you have to compare it to is other supermarkets, and they don't have the little trains running around or the people making the milk and the people baking the stuff. You know, and it's just a different kind of look. Friendly people too.
Well, you know, we grew up, you know, my dad was a delivered milk, you know, and so we just always went to Vegas. We went down to Disney World down there, and we always want to make it fun in the
showbiz part of it, which is fun.
And that's really a treat is when the kids, when the families come out and they say, that was really fun today, you know, had a good
great.
Time.
That's great.
Hey, where are you getting your Christmas tree this year? What are you doing?
I might take a trip up to Paramus.
Okay.
See, she got all the right. You love her, don't you? No, she's like you wind her up, and whatever you want her to say, she says.
No, I'm just, I love you, Patty.
And Brad just told me that, well, how many turkeys will you be cooking tomorrow?
Okay, we're cooking 7,000 orders for Thursday.
Wow.
We wanted to get a turkey warmed up to bring down here. We just didn't have the oven space.
You already had a lot of people inhabiting the...
Scott and Patty, no, we can't do it.
You have a giant turkey out there.
It's a 30-pounder, Scott.
Beautiful,
I'd love to talk to you longer, but I got to get out there.
Okay. Yeah.
You're making me hungry.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stu. It's always great to have you around here. I think all your people... are smiling. They think you did a great job today.
Well, good. Thank you.
And I'm smiling.
Hey, you know what I was thinking? Remember when we first time I came down here, my daughter had just gotten her license at 16. She's 33 now.
Oh, wow. God.
So we've been coming here 17 years.
Oh, I love it.
Turkey tradition.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for doing all the things that you do. I know you do a lot for charity. And every time you... are you going to open another store anytime soon?
No, right now,
you're just going to
I'm going to hold off a little. You don't need another station to DJ.
I don't need another. I'm staying right here.
Yeah. We should say that this chat is sponsored by Stu Leonard's because we love him to death.
Came up from the
Patty,
legal
I love department. You. All I got to do is say, where's your Christmas tree? Where's your
Well, you know I'm
everything's
gonna
a Paramus
go.
For
I
me
love
now.
I'm headed right to Paramus. I'm going to Connecticut and get mine. Stu Leonard, ladies and gentlemen. At 8:19, it's the big show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.